I think we should just get into Mitch McConnell. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do
Okay.
it.
So Mitch McConnell on Sunday night. So basically, for about a month, Mitch McConnell's been MIA. He's 84 years old. This is his last term. He's announced that he's going to retire effective at the end of this year. So obviously, his seat is going to become open, but it's a very narrow margin in the United States Senate in favor of the Republicans. And basically, he's been hospitalized slash kept in rehab, and the truth about his physical and mental state has been not forthcoming. So, sorry, amid all this speculation, the obviously Mitch McConnell's office felt it was necessary to issue proof of life, and so they issued a photo of him in a bed at a rehab center. I'm such a dork that I did a deep dive into where this rehab center is. He was in rehab a couple of years ago. This appears to be the same outfit in Washington, D.C. I was able to even look in online at like the sample rooms, and it looks like it's like that. The chair looks the same. He's wearing a red checkered shirt. He's posing next to his wife to his left, Elaine Chao, the former cabinet secretary. And he's holding inexplicably a copy of the Washington Post from Sunday, the sports section. It's like a proof of life photo in like a kidnap victim. Look, here's today's paper. I'm still alive as of this day. I'm John Paul Getty III. Please let me keep my ear. But anyway, so this did not quiet anyone. So Democrats, Republicans, left, right, everyone was saying, okay, well, is this real? Why is there no video? Why does this photo appear to show his hair a little bit less gray than he looked more recently? Why does he appear to be pushing a button on top of the newspaper? Why are there some elements of AI, according to some experts, but other experts say no, there's no sign of AI. I mean, I don't know if the photo is legit. I do know that like one of the things that people online have been saying is not true, which is that this is a rehash of a photo from 2023. That's just not true. If it is, that photo was never originally released in 2023. The McConnell's office refused to a Washington Post's request for the metadata with the original photo in it. So we don't have that info. But to me, what this whole story is about how the distrust in the age of AI and in the age of total bullshit coming out of both political parties and the media has gotten us to the point where we just can't believe anything we see. I mean, the first we've talked about this before, JTA, and we'll talk about it again. But like when something happens online, you see something, your first reaction is, oh shit, holy shit. And your second reaction is, wait, is that real? Is that or is that bullshit? Did that happen or not? I mean, there's a psychological term for this. It's basically though, it's if you people have a tendency to sort of check out when they don't when they start to not know what they can believe. I think we're at that point now, right? Where people are increasingly going to just not take the news at face value in the way that they thought they were able to in the past.
There was a guy on YouTube called The Pharaoh Historian, and he does really good pieces on analysis of like movies and those type of things from a historical context. He is a Western civilization triumphalist. I don't know if he would call himself that. I would call him that. And I remember he was making this thing talking about China, and he was like, yeah, we have high trust society here. And I'm like, are you out of your mind? Like, we don't even know if the senator is alive or dead. And him putting out a photo doesn't give us any indication of whether he's alive or dead. I agree with you. It's a hostage photo. It's a, hey, really, I'm still alive. Okay, but we don't know that.
No,
An
we don't
AI
know.
can do
I
that.
don't know that I believe that.
I don't know if I believe that. Exactly. And so I'm stuck in this position of not knowing, which is low trust. And that's a low trust from the standpoint of politicians. and from the standpoint of what comes out in media. And I don't know how we function as a society like that. I mean, this is basically we assume bad faith, which we should. But because we didn't get that way just because we became that way, right? It wasn't random. It was as a direct response to the environment to which we're effectively dealing with, where people lie remorselessly. Look at our president, and that you can't necessarily trust what comes out from people who lie, or for that matter, from the media in general. I don't know how we function this way as a society. I just don't. It just seems like a worst case scenario in many respects. Like something comes out in the media. Is it true or false? Okay, well, the fact that you can't believe it bastardizes the entire point of media, right? Or at the very least, the entire point of schoolboy philosophy of what media is. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, McConnell needs to drag his ass to the Senate if he's still alive. And we should have some kind of rule that these people need to actually be in their position to do their job, not dying in a hospital room or dying in some kind of nursing home, but still keeping the position and mantle of senator. I mean, I may be a hard ass on this, but I think that's true.
Well, I mean, okay, so look, I want to focus on that, right? How many people watching, no matter what their job is, whether they're working as a barista at a coffee shop, or they're working at a factory, or they work in an office at an insurance company, how many people can disappear for a month, not call in sick, have nothing to say for themselves, and expect their job to be waiting for them when they get back? Yes. Nobody. I mean, I was fired one time, and it wasn't even true. I had asked for the day off, but they claimed that one day I didn't show up at work. They claimed I had not showed up at work one day, and they fired me. It's like, and it wasn't even true in my case. I mean, that's normal. Most bosses, you fail to show up one time, you're out, right?
Right.
I mean, this guy has failed to show up for a month. And, you know, and because of deep fakes and everything, we can't even really trust a video, even if he's like, hey, I'm Mitch McConnell. I'm doing great. I love my wife, Elaine Chao. We just had sex. It was awesome. You can't trust that, right? We would actually need a press conference. He would have had to invite some reporters in from, you know, and do a live presser, answer a few questions. And, you know, thanks, gentlemen. Bye. And ladies, because there are lady reporters. That's where we're at. I mean, I guess the thing that's interesting to me is that they don't, I mean, there's a lot of things to peel away here, right? The fact that they don't think that they owe us more than a stupid photo with a newspaper that he's holding, by the way, the wrong way. He's not holding it. He's holding it upside down. The fact that it's just like, oh, look, this photo will take care of everything. They don't think they owe the Washington Post reporter the metadata. They don't think that they owe a video. They don't think, I mean, they do. And there ought to be a rule. Like, I mean, I'm willing to say, like, if you're a U.S. senator and, you know, you're in the hospital for 2 weeks, that you shouldn't necessarily lose your job. But someone should vote for you, right? I mean, someone should be serving your constituents. Maybe every senator and congressman needs a vice senator and vice congressman who can step in and cast votes and serve as constituents in your absence. Or there should be a certain minimum amount of time. Like if you're absent more than X number of days or weeks or months, you're automatically removed.